Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Anita Metzger, date of birth 9/17/1956, date of procedure March 15, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter. Referring physician is Dr. Arnold Fleischman. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is FOBT positive stools, comma, heartburn, comma, dysphagia. Description, procedure, and phone calls, obtained period, possible complications, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, while explaining to the patient period. The patient is brought to an endoscopy suit, placed in the fetal position, sedated for anesthesia service, and on an anesthesia care period. While lubricated, Olympus video, gash, soap is introduced into the esophagus and advance the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum. Stomach, G-junction, esophagus period. A retroflex is obtained in the cardiac period, aerosexual movements, then before withdrawal of the scope period. Patients in turnaround and left lateral position period of the rectal exam's arm period are well lubricated. When the video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillar or ileocecal valve, confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, stomach flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum period. Retroflex is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was 8-3-3-2, comma good prep. The patients are the procedure without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. The proximal and esophagus appeared unremarkable, but given biopsies are retained in the proximal metasophagus to rule out EOE and other plus minus leg and planus. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block, comma. There was evidence of PROG C0M1.5, comma, salmon colored mucosa was noted with three tongues. With four tongues, common biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants per the protocol to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next sign, there was evidence of a gastric body polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next sign, there was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy. Some of biopsies are obtained in antrum body for histology. Next sign, there was a diminutive duodenal bulb polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next sign, there was an otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2. Some of biopsies were obtained for celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids on retroflexion that were non-bleeding, comma, and hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, there was left-sided mild diverticulosis noted. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, if patient is found to have iron deficiency anemia and FOBT positive stools, would recommend PhilCam for further evaluation. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplements as needed. Thank you.